A massive crowd of nearly 47 people has turned out here in Michigan to watch this cackling dingus explain how unions work. Let's listen carefully as the most intelligent woman in the Democratic Party explains collective bargaining to union leadership.
I understand the concept and the noble concept behind collective bargaining. And here it is. Here it is. Fairness.
Yeah.
Fairness.
Wow, that was truly inspirational. I can't believe anyone would call her a diversity hire. Even Tampon Timmy is applauding her epic insights. Let's see if this cackling dingus has any more words of wisdom for us common folks.
So collective bargaining is about saying, let the collective come together around a common experience, which at its core is about dignity.
Well, if the president thing doesn't work out for her, Kamala could always become a rocket surgeon. Oh, there goes Tampon Timmy, applauding again, like someone just invented a urinal that dispenses free maxi pads. But you know, Timmy is a war hero. No, he's never been to an actual war zone, but he did go to Minneapolis in 2020. We should give him a silver star. But let's not get distracted by Tampon Timmy's tales of National Guard parking lot warfare. We've all come here to listen to this cackling dingus explain how unions work. Take it away, Kamala.
It's about saying, hey, in a negotiation, don't we all believe the outcome should be fair? And then let the people come together to negotiate so you make the balance. And then the outcome will be fair.
And you know, we should really add Kamala to Mount Rushmore, right between Teddy Roosevelt and Nancy Pelosi. What a national treasure she is. Can we please have a second helping of word salad, Kamala?
Because you walk your walk. You walk your walk. And what we know, like we have talked about, we got 89 days to get this done. You know, the one thing about all of us is we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work is good work. The thing that we like about hard work is we have fun doing hard work.
You know, Kamala should be in front of the camera more often. She's so intelligent and graceful, I can't believe she doesn't do more interviews.
She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference.
Think about this leader that's very simple.
Simple? Huh. That's a very nice way to say it, Mr. Manpon. I was thinking incompetent.
89 days to make Kamala Harris the next president of the United States. Harris the next president of the United States.
We call her the first loser. She was the first loser, and I'm sorry, we need smart people.
What do you mean, Donnie? You can see the intelligence on her face.
Well, I mean, clearly Kamala Harris's superior intellect should get it right to the White House. This is it's the giggle campaign. Don't you know? It's the laugh factory cackle campaign. She's going to laugh her way all the way to the White House because nothing is serious. Nothing is real to these people. Nothing. As long as it doesn't affect them, it's all good. The illegal aliens aren't in their town. They're not getting crushed by the bad economy. So they don't care. And it was, what was her name? L. Reeve, Vice News, CNN, that she said it. And she was talking to the Trump supporters at the beach. She basically said, hey, as long as our policies don't impact us, we don't care. Everything you need to know about a liberal progressive elite right there. That's how they all truly think. That's how they all truly feel. And that's why they shouldn't be anywhere near power. That's why we need to have plastic politics for Democrats so they can feel like they're governing, so they can feel like they're politicking, but nobody actually gets hurt. Everybody stays safe that way.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to open up the phone lines. I haven't even gotten to this election news yet. I'm sorry. It's just true, folks. Democrat voters are the dumbest people in the country. And the evidence is just overwhelming. There's this viral post. It's going everywhere right now, and the liberals think they've figured it out. They think that they finally got it. The logical what they think is illogical conclusion of Elon Musk here, because he's supporting Trump and talking about illegal immigration. And so I just sent you guys this tweet. It's totally viral. It'll be like 50 million views probably. And this girl says, I don't understand why Elon Musk is talking about immigration so much like he isn't one himself. And the liberals are all eating it up. They're all eating it up in the replies. They're all retweeting it like, ah, yes, ha-ha, we got him. Yes, we owned you, Elon Musk. We outsmarted you, conservatives. Ah, ha-ha, yeah. You just owned yourself. If you are too stupid, if you are too much of a political mongoloid to know the difference between illegal immigrants and immigrants, or maybe even more specifically, Elon Musk and a third world import that cooks cats, then yeah, you're too stupid to vote. Okay? And I can't believe it. You go look at the replies. It's all these liberals like, oh, you got him. Oh, you owned him. Yeah, I don't understand this about Latinas either. My God. If you don't get the difference between Elon Musk and a third world import, if you don't get the difference between a legal immigrant and an illegal immigrant, you are too stupid to vote. You are too stupid to vote. You're lucky, really, that you are even allowed to drive a car. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to hit this political news. We still got a guest coming up on the situation in Ohio. Hernando Arce went to Ohio and got some incredible footage. Again, anybody can go do this. All the independent journalists that went there, everybody they talked to. I mean, you go to a gas station, you shoot an interview, middle of interview. Oh, my gosh, a car crash. You run over to the car crash. Ladies and gentlemen, there's just a car crash behind me. A Haitian migrant flipped a car over with two children in the car down the road. Oh my gosh, a second car crash. That's the situation in Springfield.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just like, I wish there was helping these people. I genuinely thought, I used to have arguments with Alex Jones on air about this. When I first came to InfoWars, I genuinely thought that you could help these people. I genuinely thought that if they could see the truth or see reality or find logic again, common sense again, reasoning again, rationality again, that you could actually maybe change their mind or, you know, bring us all together, have that unity. But I mean, what am I supposed to do if you don't even get the difference between Elon Musk and a third world import from Haiti? I mean, you're shot. I don't know what I can do for you. Maybe when a Haitian cooks your cat, you'll figure it out. All right, phone lines. We're taking calls this hour and probably some in the third hour as well. And, you know, I'd say anything we've covered this week is fair game. It's Friday, so we'll say anything you even want to talk about. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. The number is on the screen. Now, a couple stories dealing with the election process. Georgia State Election Board votes to require hand count of ballots. I think there's already been enough actions in Georgia to make sure the Democrats don't steal it again. Add this to the list. Georgia State Election Board approves rule requiring hand count of ballots, so they won't be able to triple stuff them. So they figured it out, folks. The Republicans in Georgia figured it out. They were triple, quadruple counting ballots in Atlanta, in Fulton County. And so that's not going to happen this time. Trump will win Georgia. I don't know what the odds are. I'd say that's a pretty good bet. You probably get pretty good odds on that bet, actually. Georgia Election Board orders hand counting of ballots. Now this is the Washington Post headline. I love this because it shows you where the political sides align here. Pro-Trump Georgia Election Board votes to require hand count of ballots. So, yeah, again, the Republicans saw what happened in Georgia. They saw what they did in Fulton County, and they're stopping it from happening. So we know how they stole Georgia. They're not going to get away with it in 2024. I'd say that's a pretty safe bet. And now they even have the double redundancy of stopping the multiple counting of the ballots in Atlanta with this hand counting. So they won't be able to triple scan them, quadruple scan them, increase the Democrats' lead. And then if they count them by hand and it doesn't add up, you got problems. But see, oh my gosh, those damn Republicans, those damn Trump supporters, they want us to hand count ballots. They want to make sure that the vote is correct and the results are right. They're a threat to democracy. Those damn Republicans want to make sure the elections are done fairly. They're a threat to democracy. Those damn Republicans want voter ID laws. They want you to be able to prove you're a citizen. Threat to democracy. I want Kamala Harris, who didn't receive one vote. Then in Pennsylvania, now this, I don't think this story alone will change the results. I still think Harris wins Pennsylvania. They got like 10-1 Democrat poll watchers to Republicans. Who knows what they'll do in Philadelphia to rig this deal. Anything. Really, is what they'll do is anything. But this is interesting. Luzerne County to remove mail-in drop boxes. And this is in response to something that recently happened. Here's a local media report on something that happened at the ballot drop box, why they've decided to remove them, clip 13.
Tonight, concerns again at the drop box.
A Luzerne County election official reported someone trying to drop off multiple ballots.
Williams says a woman tried to put four mail-in ballots in the drop box at Penn Place while Director of Elections Michael Susick and another employee were emptying it. Susick, who reported the incident, says he explained that she could only drop off her own ballot unless she had the signed affidavit to drop off one other person's if they are unable. One other person's. She didn't have it, and she said she didn't have time to go to the election office to get one. Susick reported the woman started to walk away but turned around, threw all four into the bag, and immediately left. Susick was able to separate the four ballots, which are being held in a secure location.
Now, if that goes statewide, if they stop doing the mail-in ballot stuffing statewide, that could actually flip the state back to Trump. Now, they do have statewide mail-in voting. Obviously, I guess we can only assume that was a Democrat stuffing ballots. Oh, I had no idea this was illegal. Oh, I didn't know. Oh. Exact same thing they did in 2020. All captured on video. And now the Republicans have actually video surveillance of a lot of these mail-in drop boxes. So my guess is they'll catch people doing this. This just happened to be caught in live time by a person that was there. I bet there's already hours of footage of Democrats stuffing 10, 20 mail-in ballots into the drop boxes. I'd bet that's already out there. It's already going on. You think that was a Democrat that was doing that? Yeah. Say that's another pretty safe bet. So, but if that goes statewide, if they catch that in another county, if they start exposing this all over the state, if they ban mail-in ballots, mail-in voting in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania goes for Trump. 100%. I mean, you might still have a problem with Philadelphia overwhelming the rest of the state with all the corruption that goes down there, but there's no way that they'll probably get away with the mail-in ballot fraud. If they get away with doing 10-1 Democrat poll watchers to Republicans, then that's going to be unbelievable. The good news is there's a path to victory for Trump without Pennsylvania. So we'll continue to monitor this and all the other legal fights, because that's the real fight. Most Americans know Kamala Harris is a joke. Most Americans know that the last 4 years of a disaster of an administration, Kamala Harris was a part of it. So it's not about getting more votes than the Democrats. It's not about winning more electoral college votes than the Democrats. That's all going to come down to not Trump versus Harris, but what the voting laws are and who gets to vote and what vote gets counted. That's what it's going to come down to. Fair election, Trump wins probably 45 states. But we don't have fair elections. And if we did, the Democrats wouldn't be fighting against the SAVE Act. The Democrats wouldn't be fighting against voter ID. The Democrats wouldn't be changing laws to have mail-in voting and no voter signature verification and no proof of residence and not clearing the voter rolls of illegal votes. So they know their game. They know their game, but their game is also up. All right. Let's start going to the phone calls now. Let's start with Daryl in North Carolina. There was an interesting story. I suppose it's interesting. I don't know. It's just normal now, these hit pieces on Republicans. So I didn't even cover the Mark Robinson story, but Daryl calls in on it now. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Owen. Yes, I'm here to talk about the governor race. As you mentioned, it's between Josh Stein, the Democrat liberal, who was born in Washington, D.C. He's a Harvard brainwashed lawyer, longtime liberal, deep state political operative. He's currently the North Carolina Attorney General. And if elected, he'd be North Carolina's first Jewish governor. Now, tail of the tape, we have in the other corner Mark Robinson, who was born in Greensboro, North Carolina, always lived there, hometown guy. He had a career like Jesus did. He was a furniture builder. He didn't get involved in politics until 2020 when he'd had enough, like all of us, and he became the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. He is endorsed by Trump, and he's going to win governor. So what we had happen today is the elite liberal media, spearheaded by CNN, has put out a hit piece on him, and here's the hit piece. And all the liberal media, if you look, there's dozens that have jumped on this bandwagon. And it's this. They say that over a decade ago, he visited a porn site and posted on a bulletin board. And he should just step aside because that's just so terrible. So we all see through this, right?
You swear, yeah, but they're all trying to get a line into Diddy in prison to get an endorsement.
By the way, Mark Robinson, if elected, would become North Carolina's first African-American governor. And let me tell you, he's the man for the job.
Oh, but the Democrats aren't celebrating that, are they?
Not at all. No. Yeah. It shows
they don't really care. They don't want actual diversity. They don't even care about a black person. If a black person is conservative, they're not interested. They want mind control.
That's exactly right.
I'm not in North Carolina. Politically, policy, I'm sure he's great. But Mark Robinson is one of the best stumpers out there. I mean, the guy is one of the best speakers. He's one of the most passionate speakers. He'd be a great leader.
Totally agree, Owen. Totally agree. And whenever you see CNN and all the liberal media outlets simultaneously lining up to attack a guy with some nonsense, that's the guy you want to get behind.
Of course, since he's running against a Jewish person, they're calling him a Nazi.
Right.
I mean, it's just too good. But hey, he was on a porn site a decade ago. Oh yeah, and you guys love Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy, and then hung out at Bill Cosby's parties, and you know. But hey, Mark Robinson, yeah. I mean, these people are just such phonies. Thank you for the call, Daryl. Yeah, I didn't cover that this week because it wasn't even worth it, but. I'm glad he called in on that. Let's go to Mike in Georgia. You're on the air. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, good job to you and the crew. You guys make afternoons great here. So one thing I wanted to point out was one of the posts you played yesterday from that gentleman who was talking about how that Jesus came to be a divisive figure. I've watched it like three times. That was awesome. But what I wanted to say was, I don't think, to tell you the truth, that the American people are ever going to understand how hard can be until they experience it. And I'm a retired combat veteran. I live out in rural Georgia just to get away from the chaos. But in theaters all over the world that I've been to see what happens during these events where chaos starts to, or where society starts to crumble.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna understand it until they see it.
Let's look at a couple angles of this, and let's pray we never have to experience this. Yeah, the average American, if not any American, most Americans for certain, don't know what it's like to twist the faucet and no water comes out. Most Americans don't know what it's like to flip the light switch and there's no electricity. Most Americans don't know what it's like to debate whether they're going to go outside or go to the grocery store because there might not be any groceries there or there might be gunfire on the way. And so that's probably about as bad as it can get. But let's look at something from maybe a more realistic, practical situation. If you follow the real estate market, most people want to own a home at some point. It used to be part of the American dream. I mean, maybe it's not anymore because of what they've done to the economy. But here's an example of how they're crushing our economy, crushing ownership, home ownership. In the Trump years, if you bought a home, you could have gotten in the 2% interest rates. Okay? Now, let's say you bought a home during the Trump years. You've got some equity in that home, and maybe now you want to move, and you find a similar house, similar price even, and now you can make a larger down payment because you've got some equity in the house that you've already purchased. Well, if you go look, and you can try this for yourself, if you go look to buy a house in Biden's America, you could have the same price and you could have more down payment, and yet your monthly payment has gone up. because of what they've done to the economy. So that's a more practical example, and you add that into the grocery bill, the energy bills, and everything else. It's making everybody live paycheck to paycheck. It's getting everybody out of the asset column, and it's forcing people to be in a situation now where if they aren't considering getting an EBT card or a government welfare check, they already have. All right,
the
Mike.
Lady asked him boat over. Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't hear you.
I was saying there's a significant number or percentage of the American people that don't get what you just said, and I agree with you 100%. Hence the lady asking the boat owner why he was even worried about it because he owned a boat. They're just not there. There's enough of them there to where they can affect the outcome.
Yeah, as long as they get their pumpkin spice latte, you know.
Exactly. Anyway, thanks, Owen. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Miss Lou in Florida. Lou, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Owen. Listen, narcissism, it's incurable, and that's what's happening to the elite left. But what I wanted to call you about was actually, I'm in Florida. Of course, you know that Ron DeSantis is trying to conduct an investigation of the second shooter. And there's zero cooperation from the three-letter agencies, which you also know. But here's the trick, and the Trump campaign and the Trump family has to be made aware of this. There was a whistleblower who went to Matt Gaetz and said, three foreign teams, two domestic teams, assassin teams are going after Trump. If it is a foreign team, it's a CIA cutout. Essentially, if there are five teams, they're five U.S. completely compromised teams working to take him down. They're doing foreign so that, and Alex has said this 1,000 times, so they can blame Iran and get their little war going. But they're funding Iran. So this is all just typical. This is the communist playbook. It's global. You know it. And what's happening in this country with all this, as you explained about home ownership, is the redistribution of wealth.
Well, hold right there. Hold right there. And I'll play the Matt Gaetz clip. I have it on my list today. But see, what you're bringing up is so important. Now, I didn't talk about the Iran story today because I still want to wait. But I will just say in response to yesterday, little to no news coverage of the Iran story about Iran sharing hacked Trump campaign data, internal emails, whatever it was, communications with the Harris campaign. Or at least trying to. Very little to no news coverage of that. So I'm still kind of waiting to see. And I also realize that you have the heavily Israeli lobby-controlled Congress and the Five Eyes, if you will, that work with Israel. They want a war with Iran. And so maybe that's kind of bait to get Trump to want the war with Iran, or conservatives to want the war with Iran by sitting here and saying, Iran, Iran, Iran. Now, there could be something going on with Iran. Maybe not. I've gone long here, Miss Lou. Just hold that thought. Because I would ask, because this is what I don't understand. But it's back to the same thing. The liberal mind is completely broken, folks. It is a broken mind. How do you reason the multiple Trump assassination attempts? And not understand what's going on.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Press always asked me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any motherfucking day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger. Kiss my motherfucking ass, you bitch punk sucker.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
When they go low, we kick.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage. Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
We are watching a rally right now. Former President Trump was just in the middle of a speech when what sounded like possible shots were fired. We saw the president, former president, take cover.
Breaking news, former President Donald Trump is safe, and a 20-year-old shooter is dead after a shocking assassination attempt on the former president in Pennsylvania.
We begin tonight with the breaking news and the second assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
He needs to be shot. Stop.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
This shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. The AlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. I'm glad Miss Lou called in to bring this up because, you know, I tend to get caught up in the minutiae of the left-wing ideology. And that's just part because I'm interested in human psychology. And the other part is like, I mean, these people are supposed to be on my team. These are my fellow Americans. And I'm just looking at them under total MK Ultra brainwashing, falling for all the propaganda. And I just like, oh, but I can't get them out of it. But so Miss Lou calls in. She brings up the latest assassination attempt and this Matt Gaetz clip that I have talking about the five assassination teams in the country. And again, I fall right back into this pit to try to understand. How can somebody not get it by now? How can you not get what's going on with Trump? So there's been at least two assassination attempts of Donald Trump that we know of, where there was a guy with a gun waiting to shoot or did shoot Donald Trump. So like, so how do you ration this? How do you reason this, that this is going on? You either, I mean, I look, there's really only three conclusions that you can reach here. One, you're a radical left-wing extremist that thinks it's a good thing and wants Trump dead. And that's a very real phenomenon. I mean, Johnny Depp suggested somebody shoot a president. Madonna said she wanted to blow up the White House. You just had a caller into C-SPAN this week say somebody's got to kill this guy. I'm 83. I'm almost dead. So I'll do it, basically. So you're either a leftist and you think, yeah, somebody should kill Trump. Or you think that it's just some radical leftist that wants to kill Trump. So you're either a radical leftist and you want to kill Trump. You think it's just a radical leftist that wants to kill Trump. Or there's some sort of a corrupt establishment, deep state, government, shadow government, whatever it is, that wants to kill Trump. I don't know any other conclusions that your mind can reach in regards to this. So so you either believe Trump needs to be killed, you admit that the radical left is dangerous and violent, or Trump is the American patriot, the American hero, going up against the corrupt establishment and the corrupt shadow government. I don't see any other conclusions you can reach. Well, I guess the fourth would be that they think all of it is staged. So I correct myself. The fourth conclusion is that they believe it's all staged. So getting back to Miss Lou, who calls in about this, I would say that, I wonder, this is what's so frustrating when Ron Rowe comes out and talks about it, or even Matt Gaetz, or like, I'm trying to convince other congressional Republicans to come forward and just say what it is. Folks, the Democrats want Trump dead. The kill Trump media wants Donald Trump dead. There is a deep state corrupt establishment that wants Trump dead. Why are we so afraid to say that? Like, duh. Why is that so controversial? That's clearly what's going on here. And I can't even get Republicans to go on record and say it? You can't even get members of the media to go on record and say it? That's it. That's what's going on. So it's just like, I don't know why we can't come to grips with this reality. And then your Secret Service Director, Ron Rowe, and you're up there talking about how you're going to punish people for the failures. Ron Rowe, the Secret Service is up against itself. The Secret Service is up against the other federal bureaucracies and intelligence agencies that want Trump dead. And you can't even go up there. You've been on record how many times? One sworn testimony and then two press conferences, and not one time can you say what's going on. Why is it that people are trying to kill Donald Trump? Why can't you say that? That's the threat. That's the problem. I'm ranting here, Miss Lou, but I'm just glad you brought it up because it's just like, it's just so, again, why can't people just be real? You know, somebody tuned into my show the other day for the first time, somebody I've known for a while and just kind of knows I'm into politics and was like, hey, where can I find your show? Listens a couple times, is like, wow, like it's nice to hear somebody that's actually real and tells it like it is. It's like, why is it so hard? The government's trying to kill Trump. I mean, how many times have they indicted him? How many times have they spied on him? You know, like, hello? Why can't we just be real about this, Miss Lou? All right, well, I went long. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yeah, how are you? And I don't want to piss you off, but this might do so as well. I apologize. It's a good day for righteous indignation. So a news drop today, 2.7 million non-citizens likely voting in November. It's a Substack from Account for America. And when they say voting, I'm going to put those in air quotes, because we know that the goal is not for an illegal to cross the border and vote. It's the goal is for the illegal to cross the border, go to Motor Voter, get social services, fill out a voter registration so the corrupt people can use that ballot when they need to on November 6th, for instance, this year. So I understand what you're saying. It's great that Georgia's doing what they're doing. Arizona hasn't done anything to change our system here, so I don't anticipate State 48 will go for an America First candidate. We're making steps. We're going to go try to clean the voter roll on Saturday. We went to a great PC meeting yesterday.
Well, what was it? There was a lawsuit in Maricopa County. I think it was a couple hundred thousand people they were trying to clear from the voter rolls, and the Democrats were saying they should get to vote in this election.
Of course. It's 98,000, and the Secretary of State came out on Monday, and he blamed his predecessor for it. But his predecessor is Katie Hobgoblin, who's the governor now. She was the previous Secretary of State. It's been a problem for 20 years. It gets worse every day. It is what it is.
So the good news is Trump can win without Arizona. That's the good news. But, yeah, the bad news is there right now I think Trump loses Arizona. I think they steal it.
Yeah, and I love your cautious, optimistic attitude about Georgia, but Georgia hand-counting bad ballots does not potentially change it. I realize they did the suitcase 3-4 times, but if they still don't verify citizens are registering to vote, and that was the problem in Pennsylvania. I come from there. They let everybody that walks in sign up and get on the voter rolls. They could care less if you're a citizen. So, anyways, we might be called to do more, sir.
Well, I appreciate that call, and it's good that, I mean, that's actually like a, I mean, in case people haven't noticed, we're a syndicated show here, syndicated on TV and radio. And so in syndication, you have to take a break at the top of the hour. It's mandated so people can get their call signs out and other things. And then that first 5 minutes goes to local stations. Well, we used to do, let's see. We used to do 5 breaks an hour. We now do 2. We're down to 2 breaks an hour here. Nobody else does that in syndicated TV or radio. Nobody. Nobody. And the only people that do live that long are podcast open formats. We still do news formats in long form. So why am I saying that? Because maybe I should dedicate a 20-minute segment every day and just going to these swing states and getting updates on the ground about where some of these legal battles are at right now. Because this audience is paying attention. This audience is informed. So, I might consider doing that. Maybe we'll wait until we hit October, or maybe we just start doing that. But I will just say this. Trump will win Georgia. I would bet on it. And it's not just the not double-counting ballots. Just so, in case people haven't heard this before, they came out a couple months ago. They charged people. They got arrested in Georgia where they found illegal votes were counted. I think it was like 15,000 illegal votes were counted. Well, Trump lost Georgia by 12,000. So remember, that phone call where they're saying, oh, Trump needs to be indicted, where he calls up Raffensperger and he says, hey, there's more illegal votes then the margin of victory, you need to find the votes. And then the media lies and spins it and says, oh, he's saying make up votes. He's saying cheat. No. He was saying the amount of illegal votes in Georgia was beyond the margin of victory. Go find the illegal votes and let's see who really won. Well, they found the illegal votes. 4 years later, they arrested the person. So you already removed those illegal votes. Maybe that changed the results. Maybe it doesn't. If they don't triple, quadruple count the ballots, and then who knows what they're doing? They're pulling box loads of ballots out from under the table after everybody left from the fake water main break. They're not going to get away with that. They're not going to get away with that in 2024. Trump's going to win Georgia. So, I mean, I'm not giving you betting advice, but I mean, you know, I'd bet on it. I don't think he wins Arizona, though. All right, I'm ranting. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to, I actually meant to go to Dave in Pennsylvania. They put on Dave in Arizona. So let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania now.
All right, Owen. How you doing? Back to the golf course shooting. If you look at a simple timeline, if this guy was there from 2 a.m. till 2 p.m., let's say, if Trump decided to golf before 2 a.m., than that the day before, then that means this guy was tipped off.
100% he was tipped off. And just to clarify, and I mean, maybe you have heard differently. It's my understanding the timeline was he was there from like 1 to 1. It was like 1 a.m. and then 1 p.m. I think was when he was shot at. And I think it was that Trump told people that night, sometime in the early evening, like around 5, 6, or 7, in that time frame is when he told people he was going to go golfing. He told Lindsey Graham. He told Sean Hannity. And he reported it to Secret Service. So absolutely 100%. But you know what? The timing doesn't even matter. 110% this guy was tipped off. There is a leaker in the federal bureaucracies or there is a mole in Trump's inner circle. 110%. And nobody even wants to talk about it, Dave. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it during these press conferences. Nobody wants to talk about it while Congress is in session.
Because what I was going to say also, if you learned after 2 a.m., then the guy would have already been in place. Someone would have had to know he could get Trump invited to the course and say, yeah, I could get him there. So that way, his buddy who he was golfing with, maybe he was a problem. But the other question I have, too, is, how long did this guy expect to be dug in? You know, did he have food and water with him?
They didn't answer any of those questions today. None of those questions were answered. Well, I will tell you, it wasn't. Let me kind of reframe your question. He was there for the day. He was there to shoot and kill Trump that day. I think the real framing of your question is, when was he told to go to Florida? That's the real question. When was he told to go to Florida and hunker down there in the instance that Trump might go play a round of golf and he can go set up a nest in that bushel of trees? To me, that's the real question. And they haven't answered that yet. They haven't told us yet.
Because you could say, look, it's summertime, golf time. We know Trump's going to be on this course sometime soon. Hang around Florida for a couple weeks. We'll give you the order of when to go and dig in. We'll make sure you have access. Those are questions that need to be answered.
I mean, they stood down on this guy. Homeland Security literally stood down on this guy.
And that's the part that worries me, because eventually they're going to get him. And then what's going to happen? We're all going to be screaming, I told you so. But in reality, once it's done, then what happened?
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. And I mean, but it's like, what do you even do? Okay, so, yeah, what do we do if they assassinate Trump? I'll tell you that right now.
Expecting us to riot and cause chaos. And they're going to, if anything, I know some people will, but that's when they're going to start framing attacks, blaming it on us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be
total chaos. And they would cancel an election.
Exactly. That's kind of what I'm worried about, because we have every right to be outraged, but what really happens when it goes down? It's such a scary thought. But on another note, to the listeners out there, sometimes I feel like we're all preaching to the choir, because we're already here. We're already on the same wavelength. We're already awake. What I suggest is that everyone who you know, every InfoWarrior out there has at least one friend or family member that's not a complete lunatic, but is also not completely awake and doesn't really love Trump or whatever. Take that one person and say, look, I'll give you $5. Listen to Alex's show or Owen's show for one day and promise me, give me that opportunity. Listen to the show for one day and tell me what you think. Something like that might just open up the normal people's eyes who just aren't involved as much. Like my parents, for example. They didn't think the whole cat eating cat story was real. And I had to tell them, look, it's real. Here's the body cam footage. Here's the proof. Little things like that will start slowly awakening people that aren't already on board.
Well, I appreciate that. And I agree. And that's part of the purpose of InfoWars and this show and the work we do. From my experience, people have to have their own awakening experience. So they might already have common sense and get things, but then hearing this kind of connects it and just enhances it. Or they just are completely lost, don't know anything, and then it's like something has to happen for them to kind of have their minds and eyes opened and then they can kind of understand, you know, what we talk about here. I mean, I would say, Dave, I agree, and thank you for the call. There will probably be another attempt on Trump, if not multiple attempts. So it's just like, again, when does congressional leadership start to take this seriously? When does the American media that's not just totally compromised or that's not the kill Trump media, when do they start to take this seriously? When are they going to be willing to have the real conversations about what's going on? Hasn't happened yet. Or if and when it happens, it's in a tiny little fraction. That's what I'm saying. It's like we literally have, and again, I don't know. It's to the point where it's like you're just numb. We literally have a deep state shadow government trying to assassinate Donald Trump. Just like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. What's new? Cool. Let's go have Kamala Harris cackle on Oprah. Let's go talk about a continued resolution so we can fund the government. What a joke. All right, let's go to Anthony in Texas. Anthony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm going to be pretty direct and concise about this. I'm one of those original info warriors that used to sit and listen to Alex Jones on shortwave. And I'm going to be plain and blunt. You know, where, you know, in Ohio, where's the committees of safety? Where are they? Why are some of you white people so cowardly? You've got Haitians, they're eating cats and dogs. What's it going to take for you people to stand up and fight? What's it going to take, a young girl roasted on a spit in the backyard? And the first time one of us say, you know what, let's do something. Oh, you're fed. Oh, no, let's pray for peace. Don't touch him. I'm so of the cowardly side, of the cowardly part of our side, telling us, calm down, pray for peace. No. You know what? You know what scares them? War. You want peace? Train and pray for war. That way you'll get peace. Because your women and children, now it's your cats and dogs today, Ohio, New York. What's it going to take? Your daughters, your sons? I spent years of my life fighting for this country. Friends of mine died for it. And you bunch of cowards sit around and, oh, you put a camera in their face? Oh, we're just going to go down and take pictures. No. You know, like, get rid of them. Get them out. If 10 or 15 people surrounded, don't go up there begging into the microphone for your rights that are already yours. Why don't you surround town hall and say, you know what? We're going to remove you and put somebody in there that'll do the job. If there's enough, if there's more of us than them, what the heck are you people waiting for? You're the modern day versions of Paul Revere's. You either get on board or get out of the way. If you don't want to fund or if you don't want to help the revolution, shut up and get out of the way and let the real fighters do the job and win the freedom back.
Who's in your way?
Huh?
Well, who's in your way?
Oh, man. The first time somebody like me tries to go down there and get these people out of the way, you all start crying and whining and grabbing your pearls. Like, no. We're just gonna vote.
Hold on a second. Look, I understand where you're coming from, but let's have a rational conversation about this if you want. Give me one example of somebody trying to do what you're describing and somebody getting in the way.
What I'm saying is somebody, people getting committees of safety and going down and saying, you know what? We need to get these people out of the way. But instead, you have people going down with cameras and you report it. And I
understand that. You've already said that. Okay, so all right, I'll advance the conversation. Now, I never signed up for the military. Okay, you did. You put your name and your life on the dotted line to protect this country. So I respect that. So I get where you're coming from. I never did that. I want to save this country politically. I'm a guy that comes from the media, and so I left the sports media, and this is what I do now. I've been arrested for my speech. I've spent time in prison. I've been on probation for 5 years. I mean, I won't even get into the rest of it. I'm not complaining. I know that that comes with the territory. You forget about somebody wanting to call you a fed. You know damn well if you tried to do what you did, you would be in jail for years, right? I mean, you realize that.
And I did. I said, I put my life on the line for my children and grandchildren. And I can sit with my head held high. And yes,
so are you gonna organize veterans then?
Oh, I've tried. They're too scared.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. And I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to make a point here. Have you ever been in a fight?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Have you ever de-escalated a fight?
Have I ever de-escalated a fight? When it was towards my advantage, when it was advantageous for me to do so.
Okay, great. So great answer. So that's where we're at right now. And you might disagree, and that's fine. But it's like right now we want to de-escalate. You probably disagree. I want to de-escalate right now. You know damn well. You said you've been in a fight. I'm not some big tough guy. I've been in a couple fights. But you know damn well, if you're going to get into a fight, It's on. Like, once that fight starts, it's on. So, if you want to go there, you know what's going to happen. I'm in the de-escalation point. I'm in the politically save this country point. I'm in the use what I can do in the media point. I never signed up for the military. Okay? So, I get where you're coming from. I understand your frustration. But you know damn well, you basically admitted it. You know damn well that that path for you will be a failing path. So that's why I say de-escalate, because it's to my advantage right now. But I get your frustration, Anthony.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexshowstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I encourage you now to go to thealexshowstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexshowstore.com. And almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.